It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. Thank you for being here. It is Wednesday. It's been Wednesday all day. June 25th, 2025. Day one of the NBA draft. Oh, yeah, they've decided to switch it up. The first day that Cooper Flagg is likely going to be a member of the Dallas Mavericks. What happens after that? We have no idea. Are there going to be more players traded? We have no idea. Are we going to get guys signing more contracts? We have no idea. Fred VanVleet got a deal. Kyrie Irving got a deal. The Cronkies are already talking about moving on from Jokic? Like, what world is this? Draymond Green says if we didn't get Kevin Durant, who knows, we may not have won more championships. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, he says the past 2 years with no championships, they've been the worst years of his tenure. We got Tomer Azarli, who's going to join us from Clutch Points to talk about the upcoming draft. Of course, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest draft busts in NBA history. Yeah, these are busts. You don't want to be on this list. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call me up. I'll let the music run. It's Wednesday. We're having fun. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm not getting drafted, but I'm going to sit here right with you, and I'm going to watch the draft when it comes on. Hopefully, don't keep us all waiting in suspense. Anyway, we got a lot to get into, so let's go ahead and do so. Before I do anything, Ryan Bacha, how are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing good, but you mentioned getting drafted. You know, I might still get drafted, but not to the NBA.
Where might you be drafted to?
The Army.
Oh, you've enlisted?
No, I'm not enlisted. I'm just mandatorily, like, enrolled, just in case the emergency draft does come back.
Okay. All right, so you're good.
I'm good for now. I got 2 years till I'm off that list.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Not what I expected, but, well, thank you for being here right now, all right? Because if you weren't here, well, I guess we'd have somebody else doing it. But I'm happy that you're here, okay?
Well, thank you. You know, you could be like a missing persons list.
You?
Yeah, if I was in the war.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Well, shout outs to everyone who has served. We appreciate you. And thank you very much. You're doing things that I did not do, that Bacha has yet to do. So we appreciate you. But tonight it's a basketball draft. Cooper Flagg projected to go number one to the Dallas Mavericks. We have been waiting on this. This is not a shock. This is not a surprise. We have heard about Cooper Flagg for the past several years. This man was balling out in Maine. He took his talents down to Florida to finish up high school. He went from Florida to Duke. This man went to the Final Four. This dude was balling with LeBron James, Steph Curry. He was getting his buckets in a Team USA scrimmage last year. He's the next big thing. Or hopefully he is. We've heard this plenty of times about big-time athletes, big-time projections. Guys, there's no such thing as a sure thing. That's why it's amazing. You look at a LeBron James selected number one overall, also at 18 years old, like Cooper Flagg. LeBron James has exceeded expectations. A matter of fact, he has lived up to them and or exceeded them based on the hype that was bestowed upon him from day one. Nobody said that Cooper Flagg is going to be the next LeBron. Nobody said that Cooper Flagg is going to be the torchbearer, the flag bearer for the NBA into the future. But people have said, and you can watch him, the guy can ball. Okay, we had somebody call last night from Maine. Oh, I wonder if he's going to be okay. Oh, a Team USA scrimmage. I don't think you understand. This dude can shoot, and he's going to get better. He's not a great shooter, but he will get better. The guy can defend. He's athletic. He's long. He's intelligent. He's going to get better. He's 18 years old. He was already one of the best basketball players in college last year. He's 18 years old. He was out there playing with members, oh, forget this, some of the greatest basketball players ever. And he was able to hold his own. He's going to get better. Is he going to be the best player in the NBA? I don't know. Who knows that? Nobody knows that. And he also has, he has it. You can tell when you watch a basketball game, you know when somebody has it. And I'm not talking about, the talent. I'm talking about being nasty out there. I'm talking about having intensity. You know, people want to talk about he got that dog, and he got that dog in him. And there are very few players that you see, and you got dudes who are silent assassins. That's great. I loved watching Tim Duncan. Never an expression. Just got the job done. Didn't care what was going on. He went out there, and he was just surgical with it. Michael Jordan was not. Michael Jordan was nasty. And he let you know about it. You could see it. He wanted the ball. He was getting after it. Kobe Bryant. All these guys, these young dudes now who watched Kobe growing up but didn't see Michael. They talk about Mamba mentality. Listen, y'all ain't got no damn Mamba mentality. Kobe Bryant was nasty. He went out there and got it. You want to talk about a modern player who's nasty and doesn't give a damn, just goes out there and gets after it? It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. People, it don't matter how many free throws he's missing. He's going out there and he's getting after it. Kevin Garnett got after it. We got some dudes who just don't give a damn. Jokic is a silent killer, just like Jokic. Matter of fact, Jokic is a little bit more, much more expressive than Tim Duncan was. Cooper Flagg is nasty. And I don't know, maybe he got it from his mama. Cooper Flagg, in preparation for the draft, he says, you know what, growing up, when it came down to playing against mom, I never won.
You should play one-on-one against mom in the driveway.
I did.
Who would win?
So I never beat her, actually. I was up 7-6, and then she fell and tore her meniscus in our last game, and then we never played again. So I count it as a win, but because she forfeited and I was up, but she won't give me the win.
Well, she forfeited because she tore her meniscus.
Yeah, but I was winning.
Yeah, that's Cooper Flagg on NBC. Wow. That's ruthless. The guy's ruthless. The man just told a story on national television about how he beat his mom in basketball. And, well, she injured herself. Ruthless. Good luck to Cooper Flagg. Hey, I walked into the studio. One of my buddies asked me. He's like, yeah, Cooper Flagg to Dallas, right? Cooper Flagg to Dallas. I'm like, bro, come on. Like, we've seen a lot of wild things take place in the NBA. But this is almost as sure of a thing that you can get Cooper Flagg to Dallas. I know the Dallas Mavericks are dumb as hell. They moved on from Luka Doncic. And they ended up with Cooper Flagg. They're not going to move off of this guy. Okay? I'd be shocked. Cooper Flagg expected to go number one overall. Now, what happens after that? We have no idea. You start taking a look at the current NBA draft order, the San Antonio Spurs. They're expected to bring on Dylan Harper. Then we also have Ace Bailey, his teammate, the guy who decided to cancel on the Philadelphia 76ers. These two teammates from Rutgers, things have been very quiet on the Western front when it comes down to Dylan Harper. And then, well, Ace Bailey, he's in the news for all the wrong reasons. He reportedly had a workout schedule with the Philadelphia 76ers. And then he said, no, thank you. Not showing up. That must be some great leverage, right? Imagine having a job interview, them telling you to come in at 10 a.m. And then at 8 a.m., you send an email going, I know we were going to meet for lunch at this restaurant. No, thank you. Bye. That's basically what Ace Bailey has done here throughout the NBA draft process. Now, this isn't your typical job interview. He's going to get selected. He's going to get drafted. It may not be as high as he would be projected to due to his talent. He might fall because of his, his lack of showing up. And so Ace Bailey might fall and fall and fall. And in speaking to the media, he was asked about his draft approach and why he decided and why he has declined to actually show up and interview or work out for anybody. The Spurs are at 2. The Sixers are at 3. Listen to Ace Bailey try his best to explain why he ain't showing up.
Focus on basketball. I mean, end of the day, it's basketball. I mean, don't worry about the other stuff. I let my people around me handle that. The only thing I'm focused on is the basketball part.
But do you feel like people get the wrong perception of you?
I feel like I can only control what I can control. I mean, you can think how you think, but I can control what I can control.
So what can you control?
Me playing basketball.
But you could have controlled going with the workout.
So. I'm focused on basketball. That's my decision. It's basketball.
Oh, man, well. That is part of basketball. Like, working out is playing basketball. I mean, if you want to talk about what can I control, you can control where you play, bruh. And I get it. He's 18 years old. Okay? He's just going to say what he's told and what he needs to convey. I'm just focused on basketball. He should have just said, hey, I'm focused on basketball, not the workouts. And even that wouldn't make sense. There is no simple answer here. And I'm not mad at the guy for not showing up. I'm not mad at the guy for canceling a workout. I'm not mad at the dude if he wants to end up on XYZ team like the Wizards and try to control the offense. I'm not mad at him for that. I mean, in the process, he's forsaking millions of dollars every spot that he falls. Listen, if you're willing to take that risk, then God bless you. You must have the supreme most confidence in yourself that you can fall in the draft and still get your cash. His teammate, on the other hand, Dylan Harper, there's so many conversations about him ending up on the San Antonio Spurs. He was asked about that as well. Listen to Dylan Harper.
The NBA, you never truly know until it happens. So, I mean, ain't nothing set in stone until tomorrow at 8 o'clock. But there's been high hopes, you know. Love that organization. Love every other organization. So, just going to stay open.
Man, son of Ron. It's crazy. It's nuts. I mean, everybody, you got Jace Richardson who's in this draft too. I'm like, man, I remember watching his father fly through the air in Golden State. Like, what are we doing? Everybody, LeBron James is playing with his son. I mean, sheesh. All these father-son duos and dads that played in the league and now their kids are in the league. Oh, my God. And I remember it's just terrible for me. Meanwhile, Paul George, thinking about both of these guys from Rutgers, specifically Ace Bailey. The man who doesn't want to show up to work, doesn't want to show up to a job interview. The man who said no thank you to the 76ers after saying yes. Paul George was on his podcast because that's what he does now. It's not play basketball at a high level. Paul George is NBA podcaster number one. Draymond might disagree, but listen to Paul George disagree with what Ace Bailey is doing.
If I'm Ace Bailey, I can't get mad if my stock drops. He's canceled all workouts. Like, he hasn't worked out for any team.
Not one team?
No.
That's crazy.
He hasn't worked out for any
team. He's tripping.
You're not in a position to be making those demands. Make it to the league first.
You think that's him or the people around him?
It's for sure the people
around him. Gotta be, right?
For sure the people around him. I don't think they're going about it the right way.
That, again, it just seems bold.
That's a kid that's been paid in college, bro. I got money. I don't care. Like, I would tell you where I want to go. Yeah, I got money now. This is a business. If I'm going to put my money behind you, I need to know that you're going to represent us well. It's almost the me before the team, before he's on a team. He's not wrong for wanting to be a number one option. I'm with him all the way. The way of going about it is just not right.
Is it really a demand? He is exercising his right. He's not asking anything from anybody. I'm not going to call that a demand. It's not like he showed up and said, hey, by the way, San Antonio Spurs, you better pick me. This is not one of those guys who says, oh, everybody who doesn't pick me in the draft is going to regret it. I haven't heard him say that yet. Even that is not a demand. It's a stupid warning. We've heard many of players in all sports get drafted and go, oh, well, they're going to regret not selecting me, and they end up being a bum. It's not a demand. He's exercising his right. Just like I'm exercising my right to say what's on my mind. Just like you are exercising your rights right now. You're listening to the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we all got choices. And so does Ace Bailey. I'm not mad at him for saying no. He understands the repercussions, or at least the people surrounding him, advising him, understand the repercussions. Yeah, some people that are willing to go and gamble more than others. I mean, I'm not a big gambler. I got no problem with gambling. I just don't do it. I'm not interested. I'm not Shohei Ohtani's interpreter who's going to be spending the next several years in prison. That's not me. Every now and then, yeah, sure, but I'm not a big gambler. Some people like to gamble all day, every day. Some people make money on gambling. A lot of people lose money on gambling. It's your right. Ace Bailey is exercising his right to gamble with the beginning of his NBA career. And if this is the decision that he wants to make, then damn it, he will live with it. I'm not going to knock him for it. Hey, NBA teams, they're the ones who make the decisions. And if they don't want him and they don't like what just took place throughout the draft process, then they will exercise their right not to draft him. As simple as that. NBA draft is tonight. Brooklyn, New York. Night two is tomorrow, because why not just have one night? Why not just have two? And so as we continue on with the show, of course, when the draft gets underway in about 2 hours or so from now, we'll keep you up to date on who goes where and where the hell they end up. We will definitely do so. In 2 hours, I'm going to give you a new top six list. It's what I do in the middle of the show every single Wednesday. And today we're going to give you a top six list of the biggest draft busts that the NBA has ever seen. Speaking of busts, DeWanna Bronner, she wanted to bust out of Indiana with the fever. She just got there. What's she mad about? The bench? Caitlin Clark? Does she want to play with a girlfriend? I don't know. A partner, wife, I don't know. I don't know what their relationship. I know they like each other. Tomer Azali is going to join us from Clutch Points to talk about the draft. He'll be here in about an hour from now. Robert Kraft has never been more miserable in his life. Maybe he needs to visit the massage parlor. Or don't listen to me. And also, Draymond Green talks about championships and whether or not he would have had more with or without Kevin Durant. We have so much more to do. When we come back, you know, forget a couple of draftees. Let's talk about some veterans in the NBA that just got their hands on some new deals. Oh, it pays to be a vet in the league. If you want to call me, you can. You want to get drafted onto the airwaves, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We just talked about some of the prospects that will be selected in tonight's NBA draft. The Cooper Flags, the Dylan Harpers, the Ace Baileys. You got VJ Edgecombe. Hey, we don't know where these guys are going to go. We have no idea. That's why the hell I'll be watching here in the studio. I won't be able to hear anything unless it's a commercial break. But I'm going to be watching here in the studio. So once the draft gets underway, no, I will not be sitting here delivering, you know, play by play on the draft. But I'll tell you who got drafted and where. And let's be real. A lot of these guys, never heard of them in my life. Some of these dudes could walk by me right now. I wouldn't know who the hell they are. Hey, there's a giant guy walking down the block. Hey, there's another giant walking down the block. Who knows? Give it a year. Let's get through summer league. And this is the purpose. This is the point. You know, introduce the world to these players now, whether they played in college or played in Europe. Let them get their feet wet. Let them play in summer league in a couple of weeks. It'll be fun. Raise the excitement level by the time we pull up to October. NBA always doing some interesting things. That's the rookies. Hey, let's talk about two guys that we actually know. Well, without a shadow of a doubt, you know this guy. Whether he is waxing poetic about the vaccine Whether he's telling you about Israelites, he's dribbling crazy, crazy dribbler. It's Kyrie Irving. Thank God more recently he's known for just basketball. Seemingly since he left Brooklyn, New York and ended up in Dallas, Kyrie has left a lot of the shenanigans alone. I haven't heard too many of his personal opinions. Every now and then he hops on Twitch. And no, I have no interest in watching Kyrie Irving stream, but I see that he's there. And most recently, unfortunately for Kyrie Irving, this man just tore his ACL in March, doing too much. Unfortunately for him, and God bless him, he was doing too much, but he was, thank God he was out there. He has a history of injuries. Imagine being on a team that just traded away Luka Doncic. They just brought in Anthony Davis, who can never stay healthy himself. Kyrie was just trying to keep them alive. He had an option on his contract for this season. Kyrie Irving declined that option and has come to an agreement with the Dallas Mavericks on a new 3-year, $119 million contract. If you would have told me in Brooklyn, New York, that Kyrie Irving would have got this deal, I would have said, how? What team is going to touch him? But he already has a pre-existing relationship with Nico Harrison from when Kyrie Irving, still had Nikes. And I don't know what the hell he wears, his own brand, a Chinese brand, an Asian brand. I have no idea. His own shoes. And so he felt comfortable. Well, Nico Harrison did. And giving Kyrie a new deal, despite the fact that he just tore his ACL, despite the fact that he just turned 33 in March, despite the fact that throughout the course of his career, Kyrie Irving has been hurt dating back to college, okay? This man wasn't a model of health even when he played at Duke. He's been busted up. You can count on Kyrie Irving to go down a couple times a year. He's not the biggest guy in the world. Shams, who just breaks the news now because Woj is like, I got better things to do, like run a college. Shams was on ESPN, and this is what he had to say about Kyrie extending his stay in Texas.
I spoke to Kyrie Irving just a few moments ago, and he told me his decision to return and stay in Dallas was largely based on commitment, not only from him, but the Mavericks as well, and wanting to build a real legacy in Dallas. And even more than that, his belief in this team's ability when he's healthy and whole again, potentially in January and February and beyond over the next 3 years to compete for a championship.
Okay, all right, whatever. Man, you got to stay healthy first. What are you going to do, ride Cooper Flagg's coattails? Does Kyrie Irving have a magic potion for Anthony Davis that we don't know about? Like, the stars would have to align. Pigs would have to fly. Rocks would have to talk before I believed that this trio of Cooper Flagg, Kyrie Irving, and Anthony Davis win a championship. Okay, wilder things have happened. I know in the modern NBA, everything is wide open. Everybody can win. The past 7 years, we've had seven different champions. I know. I will believe it when I see it. I find it more likely that Anthony Davis is hurt, that Kyrie Irving is hurt, and that eventually, I don't know, Nico Harrison says, all right, I'm out, and somebody else has to figure out what the hell to do with this team. Or, I don't know, maybe even Jason Kidd at some point in time, maybe sooner than later, says, all right, I'm out as well. I still don't believe in the Dallas Mavericks. Any team that's going to wake up and trade Luka Doncic, I will still consider you to be a dumbass. A broken clock is correct twice a day. Anyway, speaking of Texas, there's another point guard in Texas. He got himself a new deal. His team has been handing out contracts all week long. Ime Udoka got a contract extension. Steven Adams got a contract extension. Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets. And one guy who's going to be sticking around as well, listen to Shams break the news.
Houston Rockets guard Fred VanVleet intends to sign a new 2-year, $50 million
contract to stay with the Rockets. He's going to have a player option in the second season in 2026-27. And this essentially gives him $5 million more than the team option that the Rockets has. So the Rockets are declining a $44.9 million team option for Fred VanVleet to give this two-year deal to him. And the Rockets negotiated this deal with Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul, and they were able to land a deal that now gives the Rockets flexibility, gives him some comfort in having a two-year deal with a player option. And next offseason, there is going to be some more salary cap room across the league for Fred VanVleet.
I like it. Good for him. I like the Rockets. They'll be fun. And this is every team nowadays. Just stay healthy. That's it. Just stay healthy. Ain't no guarantees that Kevin Durant is going to be healthy at 37 years old. He's missed time the past bunch of years. Man, we got guys, we got Achilles out here just popping like it's nothing. Like a sprained ankle. That's the new sprained ankle. People don't sprain ankles no more. They out here popping Achilles. Like, I like the Rockets. I'd love to see them healthy. Look at this postseason. Look at postseasons past. A lot of time the championship and who moves on and who doesn't, it comes down to injuries. In an ideal world, we would see all of our favorite players and all of our favorite stars and all of our favorite teams in full health. That's just not reality. Hey, the Houston Rockets, they sound and look good now. They have championship potential. The Dallas Mavericks, well, you might as well book their trip to the infirmary. All right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, we're going to talk about a team. I don't know what the hell they're doing. And now their owner is talking crazy. No, it's not the owner of the New York Knicks. He is crazy. He just doesn't talk. I'm going to tell you about one of the executives with the Denver Nuggets who decided to wake up and put his foot in his mouth, say too much. We'll get into it on the other side of the break. And then, of course, at the top of the hour, I do want to talk to you about an NFL owner who has experienced some of the worst years of his life. No, it's not Jerry Jones. It's somebody else. I'll tell you who it is. But right now here on the Infinity Sports Network, it is time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, we've talked about the draft. We're waiting for it. We talked about some veterans who've gotten new contracts and new deals. Fred VanVleet of the Houston Rockets got himself a new contract with the Houston Rockets, 2 years, $50 million. Kyrie Irving is going to stick around with the Dallas Mavericks for a few more years, at least three minimum. He signed to a three-year, $119 million contract despite coming off of a torn ACL. We know the Dallas Mavericks, if you ask me, they're a little bit of a train wreck. Albeit tonight, they kind of lucked out. They're going to be able to select Cooper Flagg with the number one overall pick. And good for them. Now, there is a team that was just eliminated in the postseason. There is a team that has a multiple-time NBA MVP on the squad. There is a team that has one of the best big men to ever play the game of basketball. That squad happens to be the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, with Nikola Jokic. Yeah, you got Nikola Jokic on your team. You hit the jackpot. I mean, damn it. They went to seven games against the Minnesota Timberwolves because of Jokic, okay? They got championships, or a championship, because of Jokic. They beat the Clippers, excuse me, because of Jokic. They went to seven games against the Thunder because of Jokic. This man is a one-man gang. And for whatever reason, their president decided to kind of float the idea. Josh Kroenke decided to float the idea of trading Jokic if the team sucks. He wasn't asked about this. Nobody's just going to wake up and go, hey, you going to trade Nikola Jokic? Nobody's going to ask him that. But for whatever reason, maybe he's been smelling what's going on all over the NBA and looking at the Boston Celtics, and he's just like, oh, yeah, if we suck, we may have to move on from him. And this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard unprompted in my life. Listen to this.
For us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured, and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. You know, we're very conscious of that, pushing forward and, you know, providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? I'm not 100% sure, and that teams are obviously very aware of.
Well, that wrong person that would get hurt would be Nikola Jokic, okay? I mean, throughout the course of his tenure, everybody else around him has been hurt. Jamal Murray has ripped up his knee. Michael Porter Jr. came into the NBA with a bad back. Aaron Gordon, every now and then, he's nicked up. Russell Westbrook, he's an Iron Man, God bless him. He's now, said, hey, I'm opting out of my contract. There's always been question marks around him. Why you would dare even put this into the atmosphere unprompted is kind of stupid. I think he learned a lesson here, because now we got guys like Brian Windhorst who is sitting around on ESPN and he's putting out fires for the guy. Listen.
A lot of head slapping took place within that room and across the NBA. First off, they are not going to trade Nikola Jokic. What I think is most important is the effect here of the second apron, AKA Satan's jail. He says, I'm not afraid of it. We're not scared of it. I actually think that he is, because he says this is what could happen. And this is what we're seeing, these moves of these contenders. By the way, they're already affecting the Nuggets. The reason that the Nuggets have not been able to get back to the finals the last 2 years, their team has not been as good because they have not been able to retain role players because they are afraid of the second apron, which is biting right now. The teeth of the apron are out. We are seeing it across the league. And just the fear of it has Josh Kroenke, a very smart, reasoned executive, saying things like this.
Yeah, you just don't say that in public, man. You sound silly. Like, why are you making everybody's antennas go up? And I don't think they're going to move. Like, why would they move Jokic unless he said, I don't want to be here? Matter of fact, he's actually eligible for a new 3-year, $212 million contract. If I should only be so lucky. Okay? He's probably going to take the money. He's going to stick around in Denver. He's going to be a one-man basketball team until they figure out how they can get guys back around him. Well, guys that actually play or who can be healthy or have an impact or actually spell him every now and then more consistently than Jamal Murray. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Simon is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Simon, what's up?
Hey, JR. How are you doing today?
I am amazing. How are you?
Yeah, I have a question. In the NBA, I want to hear your response, and I'll give you mine. Who do you think are the top 5 to 7 players in the East right now after all the injuries?
The top 5 to 7 players who are active, right? Active? Like, not hurt?
Coming into next year.
Oh, man. So, Jalen Brunson. So, I'm not writing this down, so you keep track, okay? You do that. You got Jalen Brunson. You have Giannis Antetokounmpo is probably number one in the East. Brunson, what are the teams? Nobody on Toronto. Paolo Banchero may actually be on that list. Jaylen Brown is hurt, so nobody on the Celtics. What are some other teams? Help me out here.
What about Mitchell?
Mitchell who? Oh, Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, Cleveland, he'd be there. I don't know. Maybe you want to – Evan Mobley is not there yet, but maybe he can advance to that this season.
What did you mean?
About who?
Cat, Karl Anthony Towns.
Karl Anthony, a top 6 or 7? No, I don't think so, bro. Maybe talent-wise, but I don't look at – he's not consistent enough for me to go, oh, my God, he's one of the top. I mean, if I got to look at Giannis, whose motor doesn't go off, and I got to look at Karl Anthony Towns, who sometimes just completely drives his car and puts it in the lot, I can't put them in the same category.
I'd also think Embiid might be up there, but even if he's healthy, he's still going to take so many loan management. It's not even going to do anything. He's not going to be that good.
You just asked me about people that are healthy coming into the season. You can't in no proper way bring up Joel Embiid. Like, you can't even bring that guy up.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. I thought you had six. Can you find six top guys in the East?
I would go Giannis, Brunson, Mitchell. I thought Brown was healthy. I didn't see this.
Yeah, it's neat. Wait. How you going to ask me questions about guys you don't even know who's hurt?
I heard that Tatum was hurt. I didn't hear about Brown.
Brown had knee surgery.
How long is he out for?
Oh, he'll probably be back at the start of the season, but ain't no guarantee in it. We have no idea.
Bankero, and then I don't know. There aren't many better players.
Okay. Here's something better. Are you injured or are you healthy? You feel good?
I'm feeling fine.
And that's all that matters, Simon. Well, thank you for calling from Cleveland.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Shout-outs to Simon for calling from Cleveland. He's like, JR, who the top healthy players in the East in the NBA? And I'm going to give you my leg. You didn't even know who was hurt. Actually, he knew Tatum was out. I don't know. Karl Anthony Towns? Oh, I don't know about that one. I've had my thoughts on Karl Anthony Towns from before he even got to the New York Knicks. I mean, you can look at some of his playoff performance and his just on a day-to-day basis in the league. It mirrors past performance. Like, he's not somebody who's just going to go out and get it every single night. He's going to have nights where he's going to grab 17 points, grab 12 rebounds. He's going to have nights where he's just knocking down three after three after three. But he's just not consistent. And so he is correct. Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Cade Cunningham. Put Cade Cunningham on that list. Paolo Banchero. And Trae Young doesn't win anything. Sorry. Nobody on the Raptors, nobody on the Nets, the 76ers, maybe Maxey on a stretch, Embiid if he's actually healthy. Nobody on the Hornets, sorry, that shot Jack and Ball, brother. And in the Wizards, that's where Ace Bailey wants to go so he can put up all his shots. So, no, there's nobody there. Washington Wizards also happen to be a retirement home right now for guys like C.J. McCollum. Good on him for that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're now about an hour away, a little more than an hour away from the start of the NBA draft. And, of course, we're getting all the hype videos. We're getting Cooper Flagg action shots on ESPN right now. He's running. He's jumping. He's showing where he's from out in Maine. What a world. Got a package like this for probably every single one of these guys. Botcher, you excited for the draft? You ready to see how many guys the Nets trade and picks they combine and whatnot?
I'm excited for the draft itself, but for the production of it and the way it's going to go, not really. Because we already know Cooper Flagg's probably one. You know, Dylan Harper's probably two, but they're going to probably take 20 minutes from 8 o'clock to get those two picks in. So they're going to extend it all the way out.
Okay, so you're not excited or looking forward. I asked you about the Brooklyn Nets, and you're telling me about the time in between the picks.
Well, yeah, because I got to wait. I don't know. There's seven picks in front of the Nets, and I got to see the same package on Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper.
Do you believe? You're going to be here on the air working, by the way, so it's not like you're going to be hell-bent intent on the television screen.
Oh, yeah,
Do you believe the Brooklyn Nets are going to keep all five of those first-round picks?
I do not. I do think they will trade at least two or three of them.
Okay. And you would expect a semi-star to return, a solid veteran to come back?
Not even for player. I think they're just going to use the late firsts to trade up into the lottery again. The Hawks at 13 might be there. And maybe I've been seeing some things about RJ Barrett and number 9 being available. Maybe something goes there.
What would you want the Brooklyn Nets to do?
Personally, I want them to trade up from 8 to about 4 or 5 and take Ace Bailey and then use the two later firsts to move back into the lottery.
Oh, okay. Reasonable. Okay. You're not against Ace Bailey sitting out from these workouts and what have you?
No. He's probably also just if you look at raw talent and athleticism, he's probably top three, top four in the entire class. So I'd rather take that than take a risk on underdeveloped center from Duke.
Oh, okay. Damn. Malak, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Malak, I think it is. But like, even still, he good player in college. Just I don't know if it's going to translate immediately as a scorer in the NBA.
No, yeah, it won't. Not as a scorer. He'll be cleaning up some messes, and every now and then, maybe he'll knock down a short J. We're going to find out soon enough. The NBA draft is a little more than an hour away. You don't got to worry about us. We are right here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. In an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest draft busts, a top six list of draft busts in the NBA. But when we come back on the other side of the break, we had an NFL owner who spoke at Fanatics Fest over the weekend, and his words have really started to travel now. He has discussed the past 2 years as being the worst 2 years of his professional life. I'm going to tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.